Cambridge Preliminary English Test 5 by the University of Cambridge ESOL Examinations in conjunction with Cambridge University Press. This recording is copyright. CD 1. This is the Cambridge Preliminary English Test. Test 1. There are four parts to the test. You will hear each part twice. For each part of the test, there will be time for you to look through the questions and time for you to check your answers. Write your answers on the question paper. You will have 6 minutes at the end of the test to copy your answers onto the answer sheet. The recording will now be stopped. Please ask any questions now because you must not speak during the test. Now open your question paper and look at part one. There are 7 questions in this part. For each question, there are 3 pictures and a short recording. Choose the correct picture and put a tick in the box below it. Before we start, here is an example. Where is the girl's hat?
Where's your new hat, Sally? I hope you haven't left it on the school bus.
Don't worry, Mum. I put it in my school bag because I was too hot.
Are you sure? I can't see it there. You probably dropped it in the road somewhere.
Oh, here it is, hanging in the hall. I forgot to take it this morning.
The first picture is correct, so there is a tick in box A. Look at the 3 pictures for question 1 now. Now we are ready to start. Listen carefully. You will hear each recording twice. 1. What was damaged in the storm?
Was the roof of your house all right after the storm, Anna? I saw a workman there with a ladder today.
I'd had the roof repaired recently, so that wasn't a problem. The workman was putting some new glass in an upstairs window. I think a branch from a tree broke it when it fell off in the wind. I was quite lucky. It didn't damage my car, which was parked right under the tree.
Now listen again.
Was the roof of your house all right after the storm, Anna? I saw a workman there with a ladder today.
I'd had the roof repaired recently, so that wasn't a problem. The workman was putting some new glass in an upstairs window. I think a branch from a tree broke it when it fell off in the wind. I was quite lucky. It didn't damage my car, which was parked right under the tree.
Two. What present does the man decide to take?
My boss has invited me to dinner at his house tomorrow night, but I don't know what sort of present I should take.
I suppose flowers are best, but it's not a good time of year for them. And people always take chocolates. That's really boring. What about a plant?
I think I'd be happier with the boring chocolates than with a plant, actually. But thanks for the ideas, anyway.
Now listen again.
My boss has invited me to dinner at his house tomorrow night, but I don't know what sort of present I should take.
I suppose flowers are best, but it's not a good time of year for them. And people always take chocolates. That's really boring. What about a plant?
I think I'd be happier with the boring chocolates than with a plant, actually. But thanks for the ideas, anyway.
Three. Which is the woman's jacket?
Excuse me, has anyone found my jacket? I left it on the plane. It's grey with 2 buttons down the front and 1 on each sleeve.
Anything in the pockets, madam?
I don't think so.
Yes, I've got it here.
Now listen again.
Excuse me, has anyone found my jacket? I left it on the plane. It's grey with 2 buttons down the front and 1 on each sleeve.
Anything in the pockets, madam?
I don't think so.
Yes, I've got it here.
Four. Which sport is not included in the price of the holiday?
Hello, this is the travel agency returning your call. You left a message about the holiday you've booked, asking which sports are included in the cost. There is an extra charge for windsurfing, but if you want to play golf, that's free for all hotel guests, and horse riding is also available at no extra charge, which is good because I think you were especially interested in that. Let me know if I can help you with any other information. Goodbye.
Now listen again.
Hello, this is the travel agency returning your call. You left a message about the holiday you've booked, asking which sports are included in the cost. There is an extra charge for windsurfing, but if you want to play golf, that's free for all hotel guests, and horse riding is also available at no extra charge, which is good because I think you were especially interested in that. Let me know if I can help you with any other information. Goodbye.
Five. Which postcard will they send?
We mustn't forget to send Mum a postcard. How about this one, with a picture of the castle?
Well, it's nice, but it's not where we're actually staying. What about a view of the beach and town instead? Or perhaps one of the garden pictures, if you think she'd prefer it. Look at the cottage and all the flowers.
I think your first idea was better. We could put a cross to show where we're staying.
Right then, let's do that.
Now listen again.
We mustn't forget to send Mum a postcard. How about this one, with a picture of the castle?
Well, it's nice, but it's not where we're actually staying. What about a view of the beach and town instead? Or perhaps one of the garden pictures, if you think she'd prefer it. Look at the cottage and all the flowers.
I think your first idea was better. We could put a cross to show where we're staying.
Right then, let's do that.
Six. Where do they decide to go?
So, we've got 3 hours free. Shall we go to an exhibition? What do you think?
Well, there's an exhibition of photographs at the City Museum, or there's a sculpture exhibition at the Art Gallery, which is meant to be good.
Oh, sculpture's boring. Let's go to the museum. I like photos, and we haven't been there since last year when they had that really interesting exhibition of clothes. Do you remember?
Okay, I can go and see the sculptures another day.
Now listen again.
So, we've got 3 hours free. Shall we go to an exhibition? What do you think?
Well, there's an exhibition of photographs at the City Museum, or there's a sculpture exhibition at the Art Gallery, which is meant to be good.
Oh, sculpture's boring. Let's go to the museum. I like photos, and we haven't been there since last year when they had that really interesting exhibition of clothes. Do you remember?
Okay, I can go and see the sculptures another day.
Seven. What will the boy do first?
I'm off now, Mum. I'm going to meet Ben at the tennis club because he's bought some new handlebars for his bike and he wants me to help him put them on. And I've got to go to the library to take my books back sometime today, too.
Well, do that before you start work on the bike, because it isn't open this afternoon.
OK. And we're going to play tennis after we've done the bike, so I won't see you until supper this evening. Bye.
Now listen again.
I'm off now, Mum. I'm going to meet Ben at the tennis club, because he's bought some new handlebars for his bike, and he wants me to help him put them on. And I've got to go to the library to take my books back sometime today, too.
Well, do that before you start work on the bike, because it isn't open this afternoon.
OK, And we're going to play tennis after we've done the bike, so I won't see you until supper this evening. Bye.
That is the end of part one.